Well, that's going to do it for After Party episode 421. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I am DJ AC Money, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. We got DJ Sir Round in next week. And up next on X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
Uh-oh.
We made it, y'all. Happy Friday. Welcome in the building.
I see our studio audience is mid as ever.
Yeah, you know, they say it's just the same level, no hypeness at all, but at least they clapping.
Phoning it in.
And we got a special guest, y'all. Please introduce yourself.
Man, it's Direct, man. Direct. D-Y-R-A-C-T. Northwest on.
You heard him.
What's up? Thank you for coming back on the show. This is now your second time on here.
Yes, sir. Ooh. Second time, man. You know, first time I was a little bit nervous, you know, but you get used to it, and I think you know,
right on,
we mature a little bit.
Yeah, you seem way more chill, man. Yes, this
sir.
Is dope.
Yes, sir.
I love repeat guests, man. Yes, you have more fun. Like, it's a lot more fun the second time
you
around.
You know him the next time, right?
What's that now?
Yeah. You know him the next time. The first time.
We like to do the obligatory, like, you know, how'd you get your start in music? We like to give everyone their first time. You know, we
did that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty though, what before we get into some music, what has been going on since we talked to you last?
Man, a whole lot. First of all, you know, a lot of artists don't put it out there. Man, I got married.
Congratulations, sir!
Big congratulations.
Love my life, man. If you look at some of the greatest artists, LL Cool J, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg. You find your queen early. You don't want nobody that discovers your gold pot later because they'll never treat you. It'll never be real as you would want it to be. So,
man.
Shout out to the queen, man. Once you have that, you can build the castle, right?
Man. For real, for real.
Denzel Washington?
Yep. Samuel Jackson, yep.
LeBron James, right? Yeah. You see some of the greatest stuff ever. Besides that, man, I've been doing a lot of traveling and learning a lot of stuff. For this particular project, I actually... For our honeymoon, we went to Bangkok, Thailand.
Wow.
We went to Phuket, Thailand. Then we went to Sydney, Australia for New Year's, and then the Philippines on the way back. So for this project, we actually linked up out there and did some videos for this project in Thailand.
Jeez. Man, your passport looked nice.
Man, God
get them
good,
stamps.
Man. God is good. So been doing a lot of that and just developing as an artist, seeing how I wanted to come. I remember Dre Slaps, who's this executive producer on this album, he asked me.
Shout out Dre Slaps always.
No, shout out Dre, man.
Rare vibes.
What is Direct? What is the Direct brand? Larry June is, you know, healthy, you know, kind of macking, you know what I'm saying, biking, like his whole lifestyle. So what is Direct? So what we wanted to do on this project called Pinot Grigio is formulate that a lot more so you guys can see how I'm coming. So even right now, you know, I dress hip hop, but I came in here with a sweater on. You know,
bro,
what I'm saying?
Got his swag. Go level 9,000 right now.
Thank you, I appreciate that, brother. So just been working on that, man, and thanking God, man, and learning some of the ups and downs as an artist in Portland, like who to mess with and who not to mess with. You know, so you know when you look at movies like The Five Heartbeats. Stuff like NWA. There's people that are really like that, bro. That are not really about the culture that you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not from here, so who when I'm not working with Dre Slaps, Dre don't like to record nothing that he don't produce. So it's like, all right, hell, when I'm doing my own solo stuff, the director, who do I record with? And there's a lot of cats that you know just aren't that dependable and stuff like that. So you got to learn those ups and downs, like who's just trying to get a buck from you and not actually record you. There's people out there like Offset in the Casino, you know what I'm saying? So learning those things, and that's unfortunate for some of these artists, man. So you know, just learning a little bit about all that.
Man, I'm glad you figured out how to navigate through all that to work
sir.
To you know what benefits you and you know not fall into the whole. And get trapped, but you're progressing.
You were Dre Slaps. You're doing good. So
yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. We're trying to debut at number one this project. The last one went number three on the iTunes chart. So this one we're trying to do
dope.
Tuesday, June 2nd. If you mess with Dre Slaps or Direct, We sending links out for the pre-order. Pre-order. They do not know that is the lifeblood of an artist. We're actually having giveaways for the pre-order, so we're not just asking the fans to do nothing for us.
Uh-huh.
You get a free T-shirt or a hat. One of the pre-order people, we're going to post them. Put the names in the hat. You're getting a free hat, a free T-shirt, and we're doing a $20 gift card for anybody that does the pre-orders of $9. So you can double your pre-order by just ordering it one time. So
right on.
Not just asking the fans to do nothing for us. If you really rock with us.
And they go to your website to do this?
We're going to post it to
them.
A lot of artists make it hard. We're going to make it easy.
Okay.
We're going to send out a pre-order link. We're definitely going to send it, put it up, post it to the page, put it on the story, send it out. So we're going to be doing that. The album is Tuesday, June 2nd. The pre-order link will go up mid-May.
Right on.
So, yeah, definitely working on that.
Definitely send me one.
Definitely. We're doing that, man. And besides that, a lot of people roll out albums if they don't have assets. So we're working on album. We're not working on. We have developed a whole album asset, a whole rollout. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second.
I like that.
Right on.
I like that.
This is dope. We cooking. Yes,
so what we're going to do is get into a couple
jams.
Just new music songs. From just some random artists. You know what I mean? And we'll be back with our guests and get going there. Spin 503. Ooh, no. X-Ray FM.
Yeah, Ooh, they X-Ray gave FM. Us a show.
Yes, sir. I'm on too many different radio stations. Let me tell you guys. Shado, anything else you want to mention before we get into music?
No, I'm just happy it's Friday and we get to do this here, man. We got a dope guest, got us here, and the fans.
Beautiful, and the fans, man.
Clap was it just, did, to anyone else, did it feel like a super long week, or was it just me?
Yeah, it did kind of feel, it dragged here and there a little bit, but it didn't feel too long. I felt longer.
Okay, I got you. It dragged me, man. I had to shoot multiple music videos. I shot last.
Oh wow!
Night. I did 7 songs in the studio on Monday. I did that with Zeb. He's a producer out here. Hook up with Zeb.
Oh, we get so many shout outs about him on this show.
So I seriously. Did 7 Pro songs. Be working. This is called Pinot Grigio, but I got an album called Miss Me Later. So I'm setting everything up. I'm in mid-30s. So Miss Me Later Part 1 is gonna be. The intro to Miss Me Later Part 2, which is going to be probably, you know, one of the last projects into my when I get closer to 40. So I got 2 more projects with Dre and 2 more projects with myself.
Man.
And so that's how we're working. So I always stay 2 projects ahead on some Tupac Shakur stuff. So I just finished my 2nd album. This is Dre Slaps and my album coming out. And then I already have a 2nd album that's done. Because you never know how anything's going to happen. Fans don't know I've been working. I have a surgery coming up next Friday. Where they're going to break my jaw and align it. My teeth were never really aligned as a kid. So it's one thing if you have a...
So that's how they do that? They break your jaw?
If your jaw is unaligned, in order to have your teeth not chipped, they have to break it.
Do they put you asleep for any of this?
I hope so.
It's a full surgery.
They put me way asleep.
Knock me out.
It's also Kanye stuff almost. I won't be able to...
Like through the wire?
Yeah, almost like that. They don't wire anymore. They put a screws in your jaw and they ban it. They put rubber...
It won't alter your voice, will it?
That's what we're afraid of, so that's why I'm recording 2 albums ahead.
So I've heard about this.
Yeah.
They do like a thing to train to like retrain you how to like
speak to talk the, your same voice. It's almost like if you have reconstructive ankle surgery. I'll be able to walk for sure. They say I'm not gonna be able to eat solid foods until the end of June, and talking and stuff would be, you know, of course compromised. But if you're a marathon runner, you could walk again, but how long is it gonna take you to be able to run your full speed that you wanna run?
Right.
And so that
could take
why,
a little bit that I'm rehab.
The way that I'm recording, staying on some stuff, man. So artists, stay hungry. I spent did 7 songs on Monday, finished the other 4 on Tuesday. That's 11 total for the next project. Did a video yesterday, played 18 holes of golf today.
Oh, wow.
Are you good?
I'm an 80s player.
Right on.
Oh, so you're better than me.
Yeah, trying to reach 70s.
Everybody's better than me.
I'm a high 90s.
Yeah, golf is hard, man. I'm playing 18 in the morning, too.
So. Man, that's dope. I want to get into it. I really do. I want to get into it, so... Yeah.
The longest life extension sport, a second longest. So if your life expectancy is 80 and you play golf, you will live to be 94. With tennis, you'll live to be 95. I play with a 70-year-old every week. He walks, we drive, and he still beats us. So,
man.
It's one of those sports, man. Golf is a beautiful sport.
That's dope.
Beautiful. I suck at it, but it's dope.
Definitely are.
Top Golf is the only golf I've actually been playing.
Hey, man. That's fun too. You drink a little liquor, man. I'm a challenge person, man. I'm a work ethic person, so I practice 2 or 3 times a week and try to go play once a week,
you know? Yeah.
Do you have a kind of a favorite course around here that you like to go to, or?
I'm a member at Glendale Beer. Southeast Portland. I'm a member there. I live in Southeast, so that's where I go. My favorite course to play, I played internationals. So my favorite course to play is actually in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Okay.
It's called the PGA Oceans 4 course.
I freaking love this.
This is dope.
So it's islands. Yeah. So when they say direct, we're talking health, we're talking golf, and we're talking, you know, lifestyle, travel, and doing things that we weren't able to do. My mother was legally blind. So I grew up with a legally blind mother that never left my town. So when I do things like that, I started traveling on her birthday. So now I say I'm seeing for us. And that includes golf and lifestyle.
Right on.
Yeah, man, I respect it. I love this because, man, yeah, like I tell my daughter this all the time. I didn't travel as much as I should have.
Yeah.
I tell her, get out, see everything.
Like, yeah.
See everything, bro. Man, yeah, 100%. This is dope. Beautiful. I love this.
Right on. So what song you got queued
up? We're
going
to get a little, some new joint from The Garden. We played one of theirs last week. We're going to play a different one this time. A couple other jams. We'll be back with our guest. They gave us a show.
X-ray they gave fan. Us a show.
I got the station right. Well, before we go to the music. Oh. We are still in X-ray Fun Drive week, right?
Yep.
So we can tell them, what if they donate real quick, what the prize is today.
Yeah.
All right. Week one mega prize is, it's still the week one. So Movie Madness Mega Pack. That's a $530 value. Everyone who gives can be entered into a drawing to win a Movie Madness membership and a free rental of the Movie Madness Miniplex, where you can choose from over 90,000 titles and have a movie experience with your friends, basically. Or a grand prize is $1,200 value. Any existing member to win a free consultation and a half day of arborist services. So that's like a lot of tree trimming and stuff. You got yard work that needs done.
Got to own that yard.
No. Y'all know how it is in Portland. Y'all roof could be full of that. That could knock down your power lines.
The whole nine. Yep.
Some of them trees, yeah.
Storm damage.
There you go. Just donate any amount. You don't have to donate a set amount anyway. It helps the station stay open. Even if you don't like our shows, donate for the other shows. Donate because DJ Cliff is on here.
Uncle Cliffy.
For real. Let's get into some music here. We'll be back.
They gave us a show.
Let me get to the right one. I hope you guys are enjoying my technical difficulties because I'm so good at them.
Every episode, buddy.
I lost the song. Here it is. Hold on.
Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping it. Vibing with my baby, she be topping this. Clock the wrist, nice. Might pop my shit twice. Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping it. Vibing with my lady, she be topping this. Clock the wrist, nice. Might pop my shit twice.
And I need me a third. Come between she and me, find a notion of surge. She in love with my words. And she stay down, cause I be a man of the verb. Be a chance to make courteous when it come to me. Can't be too hasty, I can't do no hurrying. When it come down to me, she holding it down, so I don't do no worrying. Got my little beaver for certain, I'm closing the curtain. I'm saying the show's over. The way it's a shame if I tuck her away through the night and the day isn't encore. My fault, yeah. Trying to balance the talent with that micromanaging. Do be tight challenging, back to romancing it.
Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping it. Vibing with my baby, she be topless. Clock the wrist, nice. Might pop my shit twice. Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping it. Vibing with my lady, she be topless. Clock the wrist, nice. Might pop my shit twice.
Ain't no stopping it. So I might just pop my shit. Twice. Going cuckoo, really cool. Off the shit that would make me fool. Got me twice, I won't hesitate. Yeah, now I'm gonna let it loose. Chop suey, you too crazy, tweaking, saying shit that don't even Bluetooth. Misconnections and delayed affections ain't the redirection. I'm so flying high in the cockpit now. Ain't no stopping, we are airways now. Hating from the ground, how low it sound. Find a reason just to slow me down. Not gonna blame you, I'm a sacrifice. Get on my own shit, won't compromise. Out of sight, but you out of mind. Got me good twice, but promise I.
Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping it. Vibing with my baby, she be topping.
She be topless.
Clock the wrist, nice.
Might pop my shit twice.
Find me going crazy, ain't no stopping me. Vibing with my lady, she be topless. Clock the wrist, hey, hey, might pop my shit twice. Finally going crazy. Finally going. Hey, hey, might pop my shit twice, twice.
Hop on a flight, I just got to Miami. I'm with my brothers, I'm here with the family. we dip like boom. You dip, I dip, 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 we dip like. You dip, I dip, we like. Damn.
All right.
And we're back.
That one's called There It Is. Zeddy Will and YK Niece. I hope I'm saying that right.
That's not about right.
Well, I know Zeddy Will is right. That's right. Anyway, yes. Before that, we had Twice by The Garden. And then, what was the one we played in between them two? Man, I'm terrible for not remembering that. Oh, it was the Go Crazy Samara Sin. There we go.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
Thank you. She's cool. I want to hear more crazy, from her.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
You on point, sir.
We're back. Uh-oh. All right, so we got our guest back in the house. I want to say the name. I like the whole name, the wine theme of all this. I wanted to say I wouldn't even mention that first. I really feel it.
Yeah, man. Pinot Grigio, man. People don't know. So Pinot Gris is French. Pinot Grigio is Italian.
See, I just learned from you today that those were two different things. I thought it was just two different pronunciations.
It's the same item, though. But when you grow, if I give you an apple seed and you grow it in Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and I grow that same apple seed in Washington, those apples will actually taste different.
The soil?
The acidity in the soil will make them taste different. So they're the same wine, but they taste different because the regions in which they're grown and made.
Is that why we always, you know, like you have certain foods somewhere, like, how come it don't taste like this?
Mm-hmm. That's why people sweat. That's why people travel all the way to the world, around the world, to Willamette Valley.
Because
you'll be in France and be like, wow, this tastes profound. And they come to Portland, to Willamette Valley, to come taste some wine. And so tomorrow, we're going to Armoretta Gardens. That's a winery that we're going to go do some wine tasting for the Pinot Grigio kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to taste the different Pinot Grigios and Pinot Gris to promote the album. Because Oregon does got that SHIT. You know, we do have a little bit of that. There.
So you'll be performing there as well?
Oh, no, we're not performing.
Okay.
What we're doing is the album's called Pinot Grigio, so I'm going to walk the audience through what is Pinot Grigio? Why does it taste different? I'm going to have professionals tell my audience why, what is special about Pinot Grigio, and why, and when he explains that, they'll know exactly why that matches my album and the sounds that are about that the album's coming from. Why it's so smooth. Everything's so smooth on the project.
Kind of like a sommelier?
Almost like that. And in this project, I think that a lot of people are going to be really shocked, right? There we go. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked because I believe that when people hear this project, I don't think that they're going to be like, this is a great project from somebody that they know. I think that this is going to be like one of the best projects that people have heard, period, right now, for this region and this time. It starts off with the wine bottle. You can hear us popping the cork.
Right.
And throughout the project, you know, there's songs about real life. You know, I made a song. My mom passed away, so I made a song about her. You know, here's refilling the bottle. Cheers. And you really feel like you're having a glass of wine with us. So I challenge you, Shadow, and you, Danny, when you guys get the project, have a sip of wine and just listen. Don't skip nothing. It's the songs, you know, we of course abided by the new audience rules. No songs are 4 minutes long, so you get a good 40 minutes, you'll get through the project. But when you hear it, there's endings of songs and things like that. That it's a real album. There's a couple skits on there. When you be like, damn, I really felt like I had a glass of wine with Dre Slaps and Direct.
All right. Cool. So how are you gonna be doing like the smell in the cork, the whole nine? In a lyrical sense, you breaking it down. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Man. Yeah. It's
okay. Really,
it's
I feel it.
A lot of stuff. And even in that, you can hear us pouring the glass.
Okay.
And it's literally us pouring it during the project and hearing us hearing us refilling it. When we start to feel it, the album turns up. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when you're in the middle of, when you get into that second glass of wine. Wine is sneaky. It's not liquor. you'll be through that first glass feeling all right. Then that second glass, you'll be kind of like the song Up Now that we're going to play. That's in the middle of the project, and you'll be like, damn, I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm with Danny Ocean and Shadow. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? So we did that on the project, and it just makes me really proud. Because, like I said, I'm not just – I think it's going to be – people are going to be like, damn, this is incredible body work. And it's not me tooting my own horn. It's me listening to Kendrick Lamar. It's me listening to these artists that make full album projects. And I did a lot of time listening to albums in the 90s because people don't make complete albums no more.
Oh, yeah.
Why is The Chronic a complete album? Why is Doggy Style a complete album? why is, you know what I'm saying, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City a complete album? Why are these out? Because it's a full experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just making songs because they feel good. It's a full experience. What would it be like to have a glass of wine with Rob and talk about his life and go have a good time? And what is it like when he travels to Bangkok? What is it like when he travels to Dominican Republic, where we shot a video for this? We shot one video for this. Yeah, that's already out. It was in Dominican Republic. Then we shot another video for this project. The first one that came out, it's called Moving. We shot it during the daytime in Bangkok. Then the second video that we're doing that's coming out is the intro. That's at nighttime in Bangkok. Then we did two videos in Portland. So we're letting out like six or seven visuals for one project. And Dre's doing a tasting notes where Dre shout out Dre Slaps, he's letting out his own wine here. I'm not sure if I, you know, told that too early, but shout out my boy, he's letting out a Pinot Noir, and he's gonna be playing it at his tasting notes and stuff like that. So it just shows when you're working with men, this is investment music. We're not making music for cats that have backpacks. We're making music that people that understand what it's like to put a seed in the ground, nurture it, and feed their family from it. Or people that understand what it's like to get paid a paycheck and put a small percentage of it away into investments until they can live off those investments.
Yeah. I like this.
Go to the gym and work on a muscle that's not big. Break that muscle down with hard work. Put protein into it and watch that muscle grow. Album is for those people that understand what it's like to invest in themselves every day and come forward with that. And so, you know, just showing a different side of the music, man. I hope that people truly understand what it's like, what an artist that's done music since he's 9 years old. It's not even a 10,000 hour rule. I mean, it's like a 40,000 hour rule, a 50,000 hour rule. So we've been doing this continuously. Like I told him with golf, that's I practice
a lot of hours.
a week, two or three times a week with golf. I've been doing that with music my whole life. So I hope that people can hear the difference between these cats, and not trying to diss them, but cats that just wake up and say, there's a difference between people that love music and people that want the benefits of music. There's a lot of people that want the women, want the fame and stuff. I'm a married man already, so I don't really care about that. I love music. I have a career already where I do good in my life. I do music because I truly love it, and I'm truly nice at it, and there's a story to tell. From what we grew up on, man, you know, I feel like the greatest rappers, period, are still from my generation. You know, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, we're still from my generation because we have something to say. We're not just trying to have the benefits of music. Cats got to get back to loving it and stop putting people on because they're their cousin. In the 90s, it was the greatest rappers from their era.
Mm-hmm.
Areas. That's why you had so many at once. Now it's, hey, I'm Drake's cousin, I'm on. Like, and it's like, no, you never loved music. You were actually a basketball player that quit at 19 and started rapping at 20. You 21 talking about you the nicest. So that's what's going on with these guys.
So what's the first song you want us to play?
Oh, yeah.
The first song that I would like to play from this project, I believe I sent you three. I sent you Up Now. I sent you Moving. And I think the last one I sent you is Up Now, Moving, and That's Cool. So the first one that I would like to play, let's play the Moving. I think the Moving is the one that we shot in Bangkok during the daytime. And Moving kind of gives you a feel for the project, man. We did it. I wrote the song, and my boy Chocolate P is an Indiana R&B artist.
Oh, okay.
This is Up Now?
Yeah, Moving.
Moving.
Yeah, so yeah. Moving is the first. And this video is already out. So artists don't understand. You release your song, your album is singles now.
And this song is available to everybody on all platforms?
Available okay, on good. Platforms. Done well. It's one of my favorite songs on the project, actually. So, yeah, like I said, it's starting to show the feel of the project. It's smooth. And you guys get a feel for it when we release it, man. Moving on all platforms right now. And like I said, we did this video in Bangkok, and I just had the album in my mind when I did it. We had the idea of what we wanted to do for Pinot Grigio. And the reason why we called it Pinot Grigio instead of Pinot Gris is because Pinot Gris is a Paris version of Pinot Grigio, which is Italian.
Hmm.
And Pinot Grigio is more rare than Pinot Gris. Rare vibe.
Yeah. Okay, right? Rare vibes.
Rare
yeah.
vibes. So that's yeah. why we did that, man. We're pretty happy with this.
Right on, let's go.
Let's get into it.
Yes, sir.
They gave us a show.
Huh. on the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, we gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Round the world with this shit, I know they hate me. On the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, we gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Yeah, round the world with this shit, I know they hate me. Getting off. Thank God, repeat, wash. Get an inside, stay on job with Big Rob. No improv, go for the green. Chris Stoff in this lobster with stuffed claws is M.Y. One of them. You're talking to him, girl, not them. One of them. You're talking to him, girl, not them. Style by myself, so I ain't never follow trends. Right now, they say it's where you at, not where you been, On the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, we gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Round the world with this shit, I know they hate me. On the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, you gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Yeah, round the world with this shit, I know they hate me. Hold on, lil' mama, fucking with a real one. Nah, don't play it, this is Lucille, son. Take this little chocolate, guaranteed to feel, son. A pummel and a pipe, and maybe we can build, son. All black and gold as if I put the Steelers on. Been all around the world, you couldn't find a realer one. If you wasn't solid, bruh, don't even hit my phone. Good to go, CEO could probably put you on. On the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, we gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Round the world with this shit, I know they hate me. On the spot, you know what you're doing, baby. Round the clock, we gon' make this music, baby. Hit don't stop, and my shit is moving lately. Round the world with this shit, I know they hate me.
Baby mama, she tripping again. I'm back on the road, I'm dipping again. And that shit is dead, I'm living again. Seven figures, I'm winning again. And I'ma flip it and flip it again. Already did it, but did it again. Call my niggas, they with it again. Stripper bitches, I'm tipping again.
Tipping, huh?
She got my heart, but I'm pimping again.
Pimping, huh?
I get with her brody, gon' get with a friend. See a op and we spinning a whip. A situation will bring to an end. R.I.P. my enemies.
R.I.P.
I was a demon off this Hennessy. Gotta protect my energy.
Gotta protect that.
Bitch, my love ain't complimentary.
No, my love ain't complimentary. Huh? My love ain't complimentary.
Like, wow. She was just jealous of me in my zone. Had to tell her I'm grown. Told her to shut up and roll up a bone. I'd rather be on my own. I never put you inside of the dryer, mama. Why was you full? Like, why? Let's just fucking go get high. I'm stressed out, roll up the zine. Just put my face inside of your thighs. I just want you to say that it's mine. Now fuck that, we back outside. And the thighs out. Ooh. All foreign cars when we pop out. Hit her with them Glocks out. Shoot up your block, it ain't a blackout, it's a blockout. Knock your mouth, I better watch out. 100 guns, 100 clips, got the guys out. Woo, 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 now the cops out. Ha, now the guys out. Been a snitch or a cop out. R.I.P. my enemies. I was a demon off this Hennessy. Gotta protect my energy.
Gotta protect that.
Bitch, my love ain't complimentary.
No, my love ain't complimentary. Huh? My love ain't complimentary.
Like, wow. Hey.
They gave us the show. So that was Young M.A. Baby Mama Trippin'.
Baby Mama Trippin'.
There we go. And then before that, we had our guest with Movin'.
Yeah, I get that right. There we go. moving.
And he was and showing
he showed
us the video.
Yeah, the video is dope.
Check out the video for real.
Yeah.
It's
What is the YouTube information to give?
Direct360. DYRECT 360. So man, so the 360 is because I'm from Bremerton, Washington, man. I don't know if you guys know where that is.
I do.
I'm from Bremerton, yeah. Washington. It's a small town. So Direct360, Cirque City's own Direct, man. The 360 is for my area code. It's not just for Vancouver, Washington. FN, right? Let's spin that
it's
around.
It's a big area code.
It's a big area code, man. Yes. And so, yeah, for me, that's why I add that 360 on there. It's kind of like when you YG for 100, or that's just a block. But, you know, yeah. I just represent my neighborhood, Direct360. So that's where we release that, man. All my visuals go on there. I'm a little active on TikTok and stuff. I'm not as active on X as I should be. Don't like to give the racist South African too much.
You got a Pinterest? No, I'm sorry.
I don't got a Pinterest, man.
MySpace.
I should have had a Pinterest. That's really what I should have had.
Yeah, it is not.
The Pinterest is super smart, man. If you have any niches, yeah, you should be on Pinterest. So, yeah, the moving video, that like I said, that whole experience to me was just magical.
Man.
Doing that with the Buddhist in Thailand. It's kind of like where Wimby was doing his training. Somebody said that when we were on another podcast the other day. They're like, that was Wimby was training. I forgot all about that. So we're doing it with the Buddhist monks out there riding elephants. Well, not riding them. Feeding elephants. You can't ride elephants no more. So y'all don't think you're going out there riding elephants.
Good to know.
That's not cool to animals. So not riding elephants. Feeding elephants and taking care of them the proper way. And we spend a lot of time in Thailand, man. Gold shopping. A lot of people don't know. They have the highest... their ISO standard, ISO is your quality standard. They didn't go with the carats, 10 carat, 12 carat. They did their own 23 carat is Thai gold. And so it's the highest purity gold in the world that you can get.
Oh, wow.
And in Chinatown, they have the highest quality gold. So in this one street there, they have the highest purity and quality gold in the world.
Oh, wow.
But you get a 20% discount on gold because in America, if you get $1,000 worth of gold and you get it made, you have a $1,000 craftsman fee to get it made into something. So if I had this chain right here, if I got it made in America, it was $1,000 worth of gold, they charge you $1,000 to make it. But in Thailand, when they make it, there's no craftsman fee. So when you go out there and buy gold,
mm-hmm.
you basically come back and you have pure gold on, basically. So when I bought my stuff, I bought like $4,000 worth of gold. By the time we had laid our heads down and realized by the price of gold now, the chain had became $8,000. That's how it is when you do it there. And at any day, when you go to Thailand, it's not this particular
shit,
one.
You buy airplane tickets.
And any day you can melt. So if I brought this bracelet in Thailand, if this was Thai gold,
yeah,
I could melt it down, put what they make in it, what nickel or whatever they put in America,
mm-hmm.
and you can make two of the chains and it'd be the same purity as your American gold. It'd be your regular American gold. So you can make two of the chains for one sale, one and a half, two of them in America.
I'm stuffing my suitcase with my foot.
Thailand. American gold is Hershey's.
Yeah,
it's Hershey's gold.
It's Hershey's gold.
Yeah, that's why when you look at, that's why when sometimes, have you ever noticed, if you're ever wearing gold and you walk past some of these Asian people, they look at you, like, what is he wearing? Right? They feel that way.
Oh, the jewelry's like, yeah, they're like, oh, that's Fugazi.
It's good to know. Fugazi, huh?
Yeah.
Fugazi. I love that word.
Yes.
Chandi. So we want to make sure we get a chance to play all the music. Before we get into the next song, is there anything else we should mention or you want to bring up that we have not brought up yet?
I want to give a shout out to Suave. The next song that we want to play is Up Now.
All right.
Suave, man, the Jedi. I'm on his upcoming project. That's my boy. We did a visual for this song on Portland Waterfront. Shout out Suave.
All right.
Incredible artist, bro. He's like, to me, he's like the Portland dream. He's like the dream of Portland.
I like that.
And he's a good
That's
dude.
That's dope.
And he's a good
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude.
And I believe that he's from the Midwest originally. I think he, I represent Ohio. I forgot what part. My dad's from Ohio.
Didn't they tell you they were both from Chicago?
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Yeah. So my mom's from Rockford.
Okay.
And my dad is from Cincinnati.
Right on.
I'm a Midwest product, but I was born in Washington because my mom's parents were in the military, and my dad was a military man. So, me and Suave connected like that. He's a cool dude, super talented. We gave him a hook. There's not a lot of people that I trust with my music. I'm really a perfectionist. So when we did this track, it was incredible to work with that man.
Right on.
And this
Let's
one
go.
Is up now?
Yes, sir.
Let's get into it.
time. I got the vibe, that's all mine.
Rare vibe.
Getting lifted with the crew, yeah, we take flight. See him hating cause we live in a good life.
Yeah.
Steady stacking all these wins, we ain't looking back. See you niggas catch your feels while we count.
What?
Level up, yeah, yeah, they can't match that.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm one of them ones and you can bet that.
Yeah, you with one of them ones, you can bet that. Shit, I'm somewhere in the sun, you can bet that. Dre slaps and Reezy on the run with no setbacks. Broke niggas speaking online, don't respect that. Shorty says she wanna get high, we on jetpack. I ain't never hating my life, well, I'm blessed at. Doing good, baby, don't you pray for me. Gotta get this cake with me, just to get a taste of me. It's more than steaks with me, it's out the States with D. Has it tapas with the drinks with no tasting fee. Passport looking like it earned a biker seat. Tatty lit chilling at your city's livest beach, just Reezy.
It's go time. I got the vibe, that's all mine. Getting lifted with the crew, yeah, we take flight. See him hating cause we live in a good life. Steady stacking all these wins, we ain't looking back.
Watch me stack.
See you niggas catch your feels while we count.
Crazy.
Level up, yeah, yeah, they can't match that.
Why?
Bitch, I'm one of them ones and you can get that.
Reason why I'm rocking with Drake, cause I know he got me. Shit, I grew up around the cage, what you know about it? Stabbing top fives overseas, damn, they caught a body. Sip that fold down to a deuce and call it Kawasaki. Bet your bitch know me better if she call me Robbie. Brody had her out here freaking before she left the lobby. Doing everything but shopping, this ain't Hobby Lobby. Niggas couldn't be they sales, they like carbon copies. Niggas telling on they self, they recording copies. So I'm winning by myself, I don't need a copy. Or a Cody, I still use Spody. Yes, I'm sipping Reposado out the country, farm 40 with.
Now, yeah, it's go time. I got the vibe, yeah, it's all mine. Getting lifted with the crew, yeah, we take flight. See him hating cause we live in a good life. Steady stacking all these wins, we ain't looking back. See you niggas catch your feels while we count racks. Level up, yeah, yeah, they can't match that. Bitch, I'm one of them ones and you can bet that.
That one's caught up now, we're back. Dre, Dre produced this one as well?
Dre produced the whole album. So this album is
Whole album.
Yeah, it's a joint project with Dre. Dre is incredible, man.
100%.
He doesn't get enough of his flowers. This last project with Number 3, I think, I'm not sure. I know Mike Kitts had a Number 2 album. I don't think it's him and Dre's project.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know.
Oh, you want
my boy Dre is incredible, man. Let's do it. My boy Dre is incredible. He's producing She's 1 with Mike Kitts, but he produced She's 2 coming out with them. He did Dad Right 1 with me. He's doing Pinot Grigio with me. He has a project with Scooter Rogers. He did Brookfield Deuce's project that just came out.
That's right.
Dre is, man, he's incredible. There's not enough words.
He did the John Luck Orange Juice.
Orange
Juice, Kobe. He did that whole Kobe project. I know that whole Kobe project was produced by Dre Slaps. So he did the Kobe project. And now we've been all working on it. I don't know if I'm letting the beans out. We're working on a little Rare Garden project that's going to have us all on it.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be Mike, me, Scooter.
We're getting exclusive.
Kobe.
Scooter Rogers.
Yeah, Scooter Rogers. Yeah, Kobe. He goes by Malcolm Jamal now. My bad, Malcolm Jamal. So it's Malcolm, Kobe, Direct, Dre Slaps, and Brookfield Deuce all on one project under Dre's umbrella.
Brookfield Deuce.
He deserves that, man. We actually all got in the studio not that long ago and did a track all live together. And it was incredible.
That's a lineup, jeez.
That is a lineup.
It was
like an all-star.
It was incredible because he just cut a beat on it. Cats was getting verses then like 4 minutes, 5 minutes. We were just running through. Some people was, you know, almost extemporaneous doing it. I think, but I always warned against that if you're not that level of talent. I love how Mike Cates is like, fuck what y'all doing. I'm going to sit and write this verse and take my time. You know what I'm saying? I love that about Mike. He's like, y'all can get done in 5 minutes. I'm going to take my regular time and record this.
I respect that. Yeah. So, make it every bar sound.
Yeah, because a lot of cats, ever since Lil Wayne, Jay-Z was starting it, but ever since Lil Wayne, even these new artists that are crap, think that they're just going to get on there and freestyle some shit. Boy, write your bars. Learn how to write. Writing is an art. There's a reason why famous composers like Beethoven, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, they wrote their compositions.
Facts.
They didn't just go on there and freestyle their compositions. Movie directors don't freestyle their movies. Kendrick Lamar doesn't freestyle his bars. Like, you guys got to really understand, like, just because Lil Wayne tried that, and I love Wayne. But Wayne, there's a reason why some of his stuff doesn't have a lot. And I hate to say this because people are writing what's his name? Bay Area Cat. What's the dude that everybody, he was just here? LaRussell. People ride LaRussell for saying this, but I get what he was saying. Wayne, I miss my dogs. Lil Wayne is one of the best rappers of all time. But at some point, you did hear when the substance didn't do as much as it was going to do when we were younger, right?
Right.
Right. Carter 1, to me, people might get mad at me. I'm going to keep it all the way G wrote you. I did not like Carter 3 because I was a fan of Carter 1 and Carter 2, right? Carter 1 and Carter 2 were incredible. When it got to wee-wee-wee and then all that type of stuff, I'm like, the substance isn't there for me, right? It just wasn't there for me. And ever since then, it hasn't been that.
Bro's telling no lies. Yeah.
People
no.
People ride you like
you can't have your own opinion?
Yeah, but it's the truth, though. If you go back and listen to Cash Money, Young Money, Mother, the other side, that that intro to Carter 2,
yeah.
He didn't. It just wasn't the same. It's like when you listen to Get Rich or Die Trying, you go to The Massacre, and by the time you get to Curtis, it's like, okay, I'm not really listening to the same 50.
Yeah.
But 50 is so deep.
Yeah.
People got to respect what Jay-Z did because Jay-Z didn't do that. But even after the Black Album, Hov changed a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, he changed tremendously.
The only person that I would say you that their substance never lacked, but they never cared about making a hit like that was like Nas.
Yep.
Nas never, and then when he linked up with Hit-Boy, when he got older, you're like, this is incredible. Now we have Nas on.
Nas gets better with age.
Yeah, he aging like fine wine,
Black
for
Thought
real.
Too. Black Thought and Nas both have never fallen
Black
off.
Black Thought is just another level, bro.
Nas is Pinot Grigio for real. You know what I'm saying?
Way to tie that in.
And that's really what Nas is. I mean, that's really what this album is. It's talking about stuff like that. So like I hate when people act like you can't say that. Like, it's like when you look at boxers when they're younger and they're calculated, but then once they get money, they're just taking fights.
Yeah.
It's like, man, he was calculated and really wanted and cared about the sport. Now he's just taking fights for money, and I don't care what nobody says. You can hear that in music.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely can hear that. I'm trying to think of somebody else that we can compare it to, but R&B artists, it's not just rappers. This is not just a rapper thing. We hear it with our R&B artists. We hear it with a lot of our artists. And I don't know what you do. I've never reached that level of success where I couldn't care. But I hear it, and something has to be done about it. Can we curse on here?
No. I caught it that time.
My bad.
Yeah.
I thought we can curse. My bad. I don't give a blank what he is.
Yeah.
This dude is extremely talented. But then by the time we got to like Scorpion and stuff, you're like, what am I listening to? Like, what is that? That last album with the pregnant girls on it. I'm like,
The cover. Yeah.
We don't even remember that. Like, see, Certified Lover Boy. When you don't even remember the name of the project, like it's come up. We're getting to a point. So shout out Kendrick Lamar for not being that way, man. I think everything that he did is incredible, man. Everything is incredible, and he's still inspiring this young artist. But at some point, we got to start calling it out with these artists and stop falling behind people. You are not Lil Wayne. You are not Jay-Z.
No, be you.
Lil Wayne imitators.
Be you. You didn't even pick up a microphone until you were 23 years old. Matter of fact, you might not should be rapping. That's the problem now. And I hate when everybody says that, man. Like,
you're 100% right.
And some of you producers, too, man. Stop rapping. Stop. Do your production. Kalev, stop rapping. Produce. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Some of these people need to do... Stay on your production and stuff because you're taken away from the art. When the real artists come to your studio, you're in there trying to make your stuff instead of the studio time that they paid for. Exactly. So respect these artists and respect what they do, man, because there's a reason why the trainers and basketball teams don't go out there and say, I'm LeBron James. They pass him the basketball and hold up the brooms when he's trying to shoot over it. They don't think that they're LeBron. So don't mix the two worlds. You can be a great trainer. One of the best trainers, Chris, or whatever, that does all the three-point shootings and developing and stuff, he never played basketball like that. Uh-huh. So you can be great at what you do, and I didn't mean that. And the reason why I said, oh, boy, directly is because he'd be just so funny, I decided to call that one out.
But what you're saying makes a great point because some of the greatest coaches ever are Phil Jackson and Pat Riley as basketball players, which they were not great.
They were not basketball players, but they had a vision for it.
Yeah.
But the problem is when Pat Riley hops up and says, I am Magic Johnson. And it's like, no.
We got a problem here, sir.
Sir, sub out.
Steve Kerr was a decent basketball player. He still wasn't Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he was clutch, bro.
He was better
Kerr
than Pat
clutch.
Riley.
He was clutch.
Steve Kerr was clutch, bro.
He made
shots, bro. But it's not everybody could be J.J. Redick and Steve Kerr.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. You're not that. And that's what we're saying. So respect the art. Learn how to formulate your bars. Learn what a 16 is. we still got young artists that never wrote 16 in their life.
Ouch.
They're not measuring it out.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up in the traditional sense where a song was you writing 3/16ths.
Yep.
Right? And then you had to write your own course and stuff like that. These artists are writing eights, 2/8ths and a couple of hooks, and they're like, I'm the nicest in the world. And it's like, there's a reason why you can't mess with Mike Capes.
I'm nicest.
Like, yeah. I think that people hear people like Floyd Mayweather, and this is my thing that I'm saying. I think people hear people like Floyd Mayweather be like, do you think I did this my whole life to say somebody's better than me? And they'd be like, yeah, I've heard new artists like, that feel you. And it's like, he said that because he's been in the gym since he was born.
Yeah.
He's not saying that because he woke up at 19 like, I'm a boxer. That's not what he did. So don't confuse confidence from hard work with arrogance of not doing.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of these people are confusing. Like when somebody like me says that I've been in the studio since I was like 12, but I've been writing since I was 9.
There's levels to
this. I heard my voice change on the microphone from like a little kid like Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. You can find a song of me without puberty, bro. So it's like when we say these things about art, it's like that's what we're talking about. When somebody says I'm the best, when Kendrick Lamar says that, it's because he has earned that. It's not you said you.
I'm better than Jay-Z.
Yeah, you should not say that just when you first step on a microphone. Well, every rapper's supposed to feel that. That's what they say now. Every rapper's supposed to feel like they're the best. You're supposed to feel like you're capable of being the best, and if I work to there, I can get there.
Yeah.
But you better not say you're the best when you first.
Back when they were all saying the best, all those dudes that were saying it, like Cool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane and Rakim, all could flow.
They had
chops.
When you heard Outkast, Biggie, Pac, and all these dudes saying we feel like we're the best, did you hear who was saying it?
Yeah, no doubt.
People knew their lane. Kid wasn't saying he was the best.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Kid and Play.
Yeah,
you know?
Kid wasn't saying
he knew what his thing was.
Yeah, you didn't even hear the Beastie Boys. Like, we're the best.
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't hear that. And so I think now we got to get back to that in rap. I think it's hurting the genre. Honestly, I do. I do think it's hurting the genre.
This is fair.
Right on.
Yeah.
And have we gotten through all your music yet?
Now, the next one that we're going to play is to the Sheesh. We sample Sheesh Strange.
Oh, this one, yeah.
And okay. I like it. So we sampled that, and the song's called That's Cool. Future
That's
Kobe.
Cool.
Kobe's on the hook,
and
Briggsy is the second verse.
Oh, all right.
Kobe and Briggsy. So we shot this video downtown Portland, right on the waterfront.
This is the waterfront one, okay.
It's the waterfront one. And like I said, Pinot Grigio is just a cool project. So when you hear it, everything's cool.
Right on.
Everything's cool.
Let's get into it.
They gave us a show.
Yeah. I'm on the grind, look at how the way I'm living. They tryna figure out how I did it. Pulled up on old girl and she with it. Told her I'ma need more than a minute, yeah.
Who you running to? Tiebreak with Kobe R&B. Take your woman too. Good to go. Be the LLC. We don't come in suits, but them niggas be thumbing through. Yes, them niggas be thumbing through. This'll open Coop up. Run like Kama Sutra. Came to fuck with Scooter, but now she showed her cool love. Told her that she was smart, she'll treat the shit like a plug. Cause you don't fuck with one of us, you're waiting line at the club. Reezy got a bus. Slap to get it crackin'. Plus I'm never lackin'. Fuck around, divide it fresh. Like a fresh cut. We don't do no capping. All we do is have fun. We don't do no rap. Yeah.
They tryna figure out how I did it. Put up on old girl and she with it. Told her I'ma need more than a minute, yeah. And that's cool. Ride with the gang, slide with the gang, get high with the gang.
Cool.
Ride with the gang, slide with the gang, get high with the gang.
And I ain't on my grind. You niggas too busy, y'all wasting time. Gotta get it cause I need all mine. I shine, we all shine. Building, fuck the line. Only baddies in my section, all nine. Stop acting brand new. Don't act like you don't know me, girl. You know just how I do. That's the reason she fuck with me, cause she love the way I move. Yeah, if she see the truth, then she know just who to choose. I've been on gold, like I got something to prove. So you know I need more than a minute. Set you down for whatever, said I'm with it. So girl, let's get it for real. And when I'm all up in it, swear I love how it feels. Got that type of dick that I always give a baby
grind,
to
girl. The way I'm living. They tryna figure out how I did it.
don't see none of you hoes. I ain't never been no fake bitch ever. I can never hang with a lame bitch, never. I be the villain, yeah, I'm stuck up in they fed up. I don't fall for nothing, and that's why my trap still jumping. I've been up for so long, I'm trying to feel something. Cut them fake hoes off and I ain't feel nothing. Check my pulse for a beat, yeah, I'm still running. They wanna see me off track, but I'm still coming. Hating ass hoes need ointment. Honey for the AP, still miss appointments. Keep reaching, you can't touch the anointing. Bitch, I pop out, all the fingers get the point in. Like pretty, you hoes got it hard. Some bitches sell pussy, my bitches sell art. I've been walking hoes down, it's a walk in the park with the SVJ like Mario Kart. I ain't never been no fake bitch ever. I can never hang with a lame bitch, never. I be the villain, yeah, I'm stuck up in they fed up. I don't fall for nothing, and that's why my trap still jumping. I've been up for so long, I'm trying to feel something. Cut them fake hoes off and I ain't feel nothing. Check my pulse for a beat, yeah, I'm still running. They wanna see me off track, but I'm still coming. On top like the roof, I don't see you hoes poofing. I'm peeling hoes top back, who wanna be a fruit? Standing on business, Cinderella in a suit. Bitch, I look like money, all green, army troop. Hoes look me up and down like a roller coaster. Diamonds got a breathe, blouse open like a folder. Got the world on my shoulder, still pushing like a poster. You bitches can't move me, I won't even scoot over. I ain't never been no fake bitch ever. I can never hang with a lame bitch, never. I be the villain, yeah, I'm stuck up in they fed up. I don't fall for nothing, and that's why my trap still jumping. I've been up for so long, I'm trying to feel something. Cut the fake hoes off and I ain't feel nothing. Check my pulse for a beat, yeah, I'm still running. They wanna see me off track, but I'm still coming. I gotta stay safe, the way these bitches hate. If I die today, I know they gon' celebrate. Because I ain't fake, and I don't shit take. Fuck how y'all feel while I'm here, bitch, watch what you say. I'ma stand out, bitch, not a pick me. If you scared to live life, you never get me. I never fall, even when it gets slippery. And I don't see none of you hoes, bitch, it's just me.
My trap still
and I don't see none of you hoes. And I don't see none of you hoes. And I don't see none of you hoes. And I don't see none of you hoes, bitch, it's just me.
They gave us a show.
They gave.
That was us. Numb JT. And then before that, we had our guest. It was you. Who was on that? Dre Slaps and Briggsy?
Direct, Dre Slaps, Kobe, and Briggsy.
There we go. And Kobe.
Yes, sir, man. DYRECT, not direct, direct.
There we go.
Yeah, man. So I appreciate y'all, brother. This is an incredible opportunity, man. Y'all got to come out here and tune into this radio show more, man. Some real ones in here, man.
Yes, and donate to X-Ray, please. This is X-Ray Giving Week. I'm gonna tell you one more time. $10 a month is the Thank You Pack membership level. That's all you got to do. $15 a month, you get the T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
And then tell them where they could find all your stuff and the pre-order and anything else you want to mention.
Man, so the album pre-order is gonna come here on May 15th. We got another single coming out with Mal Lennon on the 1st, but the album pre-order, we want you to pre-order on the iTunes store, and we're trying to get a number one. They said you guys do a certain amount of donate, you get a T-shirt. What we're going to do for the pre-order is one of the fans that orders on the pre-order is automatically going to get a good-to-go second T-shirt. Another friend that does a pre-order is going to get a good-to-go second hat. And then we're going to do a $20 gift card for one of the people that does the pre-order as well. So if you buy that pre-order for $9.99, you might double your money, man. So pre-order the Direct, DYRACT, and Dre Slaps, DRAESLAPZ, new upcoming album, Pinot Grigio. Pinot, P-I-N-O-T, Grigio, G-R-I-G-I-O. That's Italian, man. Dropping Tuesday, June 2nd is when the album drops, man. We got something to do at the winery here later, man. Please follow me on Instagram, Direct, D-Y-R-A-C-T. Follow my YouTube, Direct 360, D-Y-R-A-C-T 360. And everything else is just Direct, D-Y-R-A-C-T, man. We're trying to set the bar with the Northwest. And when we start supporting each other like these other regions, we got us one.
You did that solid. Yeah. You mentioned everything you need. Anything else you want to say before we got?
Oh, man.
We got 40 seconds to say.
Hey, we setting bars over here. Our last album was number 3. Y'all pre-order. We're going to make this number 1. Northwest, let's get us a number 1.
You heard him.
You heard him.
You can catch this episode on demand tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
X-Ray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio. Tell anyone that missed if they want to hear it or if you want to go back and hear any parts you missed. When you get up for breakfast, it'll be there.
Yeah, and if you like what